That's right. We're talking about you, Senator Ron Johnson, and we're going to get to you in a little second here, but this intro music goes out to you fumbling through your four different stories so far of your involvement in delivering Wisconsin's fraudulent electoral votes, Wisconsin and Michigan's fraudulent electoral votes to the vice president on January 6th. But a quick couple of updates going on with the unraveling news today of the Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade. Earlier, I said the Dane County District Attorney had not made any comments yet. They have now put a statement, they have put out a statement saying he will not enforce the abortion ban, the 1849 abortion ban here in the state of Wisconsin. We are also learning that through Matt Smith, a reporter over at WISN, that Governor Tony Evers says he will. He is considering executive action to halt the implementation of Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban that is currently in place. Attorney General Josh Call says that his office is reviewing the decision. So some potential action coming from the executive branch here in the state of Wisconsin in regards to the implementation of that 1849 ban. So it's something we're going to want to keep an eye on because there will be news made there. We have numerous state lawmakers of the Republican Party in the Wisconsin legislature praising this decision today, despite the fact that they claim it's pro-life but have done nothing to prevent mass shootings or to address numerous other areas of need during the pandemic. They took a 10-month vacation off of the Wisconsin legislature while they are still getting paid. So they can put out press releases from their offices celebrating the decision, but they're doing nothing to actually assist Wisconsinites other than collect a taxpayer paycheck and allow a review that has gone off the road with Michael Gableman continue 1 year after. But that's more for another show. We're going to get back to the topic here at hand. Sorry for going down on a tangent there, but this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My buddy Brian is off this afternoon getting some well-deserved R&R, but we're taking your phone calls, your reactions on what your thoughts are with the overturning of Roe v. Wade by the United States Supreme Court. You can give us a call. Send us a text, 844-967-2789. You can be like our friend Tom here in Madison. Tom, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I think we should be, triply ticked off at Wisconsin Republicans for Tony Evers called a special session so we could iron out some of the antiquity of the 1848 bill. But they gaveled in and gaveled out once again. So not only did they shut down any progress, but they even shut down any discussion. And that, to me, worse. They just keep going. They talk about freedom of speech or freedom of expression, but they don't give the people of Wisconsin an opportunity to even comment, even though popularly 60% of most Wisconsinites favor a safe avenue to abortion.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. And it is insulting. They spent 10 seconds, I believe, maybe 15 seconds in special session 2 days ago. 2 days ago, they had the chance. And I don't even believe a majority of our Wisconsin legislature came in to actually have that special session. There were not all of our representatives were not there. I can tell you that they gaveled in and they gaveled out, and the people, they did it by voice vote. So you could hear the jeers in that clip from Wednesday's special session, Tom, and Overwhelmingly the nays outperformed the nays, or the nays outperformed the yays. The Republicans said yay to end the session. All the Democrats that were there screamed no, nay, and still they went out of session. They gaveled in, they gaveled out, and I would contend that's just their contempt for Wisconsin voters. They don't care what issues matter to us. They're going to do what they want to do regardless of what the public opinion is, Tom.
Yeah, regarding the previous caller talking about fascism, there's a book by Jason Stanley that it's called How Fascism Works. And it was written before Trump came into power, but it just reflects a step-by-step direction in the way the country is going. part of that is creating this myth, this mythological pure state like MAGA. It's making the free press the enemy of the people. It's calling for the imprisonment of political foes. And it goes straight down the line to almost everything Trump and the Republicans today are doing. It's fascism, period.
Appreciate your call, Tom. Yeah, it's definitely the rise of authoritarianism in the Republican Party and around the world, because it's not exclusive to America. It's not. We see it in Brazil. We see it in India. We see it in Indonesia. We see it in Russia, Turkey, all over the world, the rise of authoritarianism. And America is not an exception to that. The GOP has a echo chamber with their right-wing media, and they are so insulated when things don't go their way. All they want is power. And when they lose, it is the biggest thing in the world. They cry foul when they lose the slightest little bit of that power that they have. There are Republicans around the state of Wisconsin that are screaming that they need to take their state back, even though they have a gerrymandered near supermajority in the Wisconsin legislature, but they lost the governorship and the attorney general and all statewide elections in 2018. And that they lost those elections, and they think that their state is completely lost from them. They have all the other reins of power, and still they cry victim. And that's the other part of it, is they pretend to create this false state, like you said, MAGA or whatever nation they want to try to preserve in authoritarianism and in some regards fascism. And they don't actually get to... That is not an existence. They use nostalgia. They use all these other tactics, propaganda, to try to dream and believe that that is something they can do, when in reality, that's not how the world is. And I appreciate your call, Tom. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We got our friend Don here in Madison calling in. Don, what's on your mind this afternoon?
What I'm about to say doesn't apply to most people listening, but if this Roe decision surprises you or shocks you, you are the problem. If this is news to you and if this is surprising to you, that means you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention to enough to what your government does. Anybody listening should say that to people if they're upset or surprised about that. If this is shocking and surprising to you, you're the problem because you're not paying attention. And too many of us don't pay attention. Too many of us benefit from the work of a few, you know, that fight for the rights all the time. And it's upsetting after a while. But the other thing is we need to pass, you know, you have to make things personal for people to finally get involved. And so now what should happen is that every male from birth to current right now should be required to take a DNA test. And it should all be on file. And as soon as a woman is determined she's pregnant, they should do a test. And if the DNA comes back that you're the father, you start paying day one. So a lot of men are going to become parents who in the past said, yeah, let's get rid of it, and then we'll be okay. Well, there's a lot of boys out there who are going to be young daddies who never thought they would be, and now it's personal.
Yeah, I see that is the fruition of the Republican argument. You would think that that's where they would go with it then, Don, but that's not what they're advocating for. It's not. They don't want responsibility for the individuals that will be the fathers in these unplanned pregnancies. We
should be advocating for that.
They want control. They just want the misogynistic control of a woman's body. They're going to state that because essentially if Republicans actually believed what they're espouse with their religious beliefs, they would be paying to make birthing suites free. You should not have to be, if you are forced to be in this country, if you are forced to have a pregnancy, regardless of whether or not you want for it, there should be government funding to cover the costs of that then. Because it's thousands of dollars to have a baby right now. There is not universal health care, universal prenatal care, free diapers. We can't even address a formula shortage, Don.
they are not prepared to actually follow up with what the government would be required to do with the stances that they take. It is a simple stance of pro-life, and they use it as a talking point, and it doesn't mean anything else other than that.
And the people let them.
Yeah, there's very little substance to back it up, and they get away with it, and it's frustrating.
Because the people don't stand up to it.
Well, we're standing up to it here, Don, and I appreciate your call. 844-967-2789. You can be like Don. I'm not going to blame individuals either for if they're just finding out this news of it's their fault that they weren't paying attention. There are a lot of people, Don, that are just struggling to get by. And keeping up with every single aspect of the news and all levels of government, local, state, county, federal, it can be a lot. And when you're trying to make sure that you can make ends meet, that you're paying the bills, you're covering rent or the mortgage, that you're getting food on the table for the family, that you're doing what you need to do to survive, it can be too much sometimes to pay attention to all of this. I find it too much of victim blaming when you yell at people that are just finding out and that are shocked about this news that they should have seen it coming. It is too much of a victim blaming mindset for me to take. What is more important is having the conversations with those people and sharing resources with them of how they can get involved and what steps they can take to be a little bit more informed, take a little bit more action, and make a little bit more of a difference over time. Because none of this, there is no silver bullet to solve these problems that we are going to face with the way that the Supreme Court is going to roll back our rights in the coming months and years. There are steps that you can take periodically to improve conditions, but there are big decisions that need to be made by individuals in this republic, the elected officials that we send to make laws for us that will be needed to be taken and that be taken. And then there will require public pressure and action that way. An excellent example, I'm letting everybody know there is a march taking place on State Street at State Street and Capitol Square today at 5 p.m. If you're frustrated, if you're despair, if you're just don't know what to do from here, it is an excellent source. Go and talk to like-minded people. There will be groups there, I guarantee it. There will be resources. There will be information on how to take action, what to do next. It's not incumbent on all of us to know every single answer, every single problem that comes up. It's not. We need to be focused on this, but you need to also be able to take care of yourself and make sure that everything that you need to do in your life is being taken care of as well. So I appreciate the call, Don, but I'm not going to victim blame people that are upset. We need to grow this movement, not shrink it and chastise people for realizing that there are some pretty drastic decisions that are going to be rolled out by this Supreme Court. We need to be the storytellers to them as well. We need to be the ones communicating with them and so that they're not caught off guard and that they're not taken by storm when decisions like today's come out. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. My buddy Brian is off this afternoon up in the North Woods, but you can join me. I got one more segment left in the day. 844-967-2789. You can call or text. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. We're streaming live on Facebook at Devil Radio 927 on Facebook, as well as you can like the Shaw on Facebook at WAUK Radio over at on Facebook and Twitter. One more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your phone calls. We'll be right back.
Said that it's settled as a precedent of the Supreme Court entitled to respect under principles of stare decisis.